Hey, it's Melissa from Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600, and thanks for checking out the podcast right here. If you want, you can always subscribe, share, and like it. Hope to see you guys soon. Thanks.
I have the privilege of talking to Nicole Hockley this morning. She is the co-founder and CEO of Sandy Hook Promise Foundation. Nicole, thank you so much for coming on this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So, Nicole, obviously, you were the very proud mother of Dylan. Could you tell us a little bit about Dylan, who he is, and what really prompted you to want to take his legacy and create Sandy Hook Promise?
Sure. Dylan is my youngest son. He was an incredibly special part of our family, really the glue that held us together. He was incredibly loving and always smiling and laughing. He was autistic and had a lot of additional needs that our family worked hard to understand his perspective on life and what he was seeing and experiencing. And I think that helped make us better people and better parents. And he was killed in his first grade classroom at Sandy Hook School when the shooter broke into the school and killed 26 children and adults in total. And for me, that was the moment my life changed and has changed ever since. I'm very grateful for my surviving son, and I love him and live with him every single day. But Sandy Hook Promise was born as part of a legacy for Dylan to ensure a future where all children are free from school shootings and other acts of violence.
Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know that Dylan was autistic. My younger brother is autistic, and I just think there's something so special. And I don't mean that to be a derogatory term. I think there's something so unique and wonderful about kids who are on the spectrum. I look at my brother, I'm one of five, and he is just one of the most, just like a miracle. He really is like a God's miracle. And any person he touched in his life, I can imagine Dylan was just somebody who stood out for people. I can imagine that.
Yeah. He was very special in all the joyful attributes that you can put across that word special. He was, people liked to be around him. And, you know, he didn't always know rules of games to play, but that never stopped him from playing and trying to participate. And one of my fondest memories was really the summer before he was killed. For my eldest son's birthday party, we were at a local karate place, and all the kids were playing kickball. And Dylan didn't really know what the rules were, but every time he got up to kick, the way that the other kids cheered him on and helped guide him to first base and second base and third base and home, it was just pure joy, and he just could not stop smiling and laughing that entire day. He was having the time of his life, but it was really those kids around him that just, you know, were so inclusive and so supportive and just made that such a joyful day.
Mm-hmm. Nicole Hockley, I can only imagine over the years how many media outlets you have talked to. I can't imagine. As a mom myself, I, especially speaking about your youngest son, I think your strength is unbelievable. And the fact that you then went on to create a foundation in his honor, in Dylan's honor, I think is just extraordinary. What was your goal? You know, what was the goal? Like, you know, obviously you decided very soon after, you know, hey, I could either stay in this place of almost darkness, which I wouldn't fault you for, or I can lift up and do something with this. First of all, how did you do it? But then what was sort of your goal with this?
I think, you know, everyone's path through grief and tragedy is so incredibly individual, and there's no right or wrong way to move forward. For me, I'm just, it's in my DNA that I have to do something. And, you know, going through what I was experiencing and my surviving son, my whole focus was on how can I prevent this from happening somewhere else. I didn't know how I was going to do that. I didn't know really anything about gun violence. But I knew that I had to do something. And that was the start of this journey that I am still on and will be on for the rest of my life to learn all I can about the causes of violence and gun violence and school shootings and put in place solutions that work. I can't stop them all. I wish I could, but we're stopping a lot. And that is making a difference. And I know that there are people around the country who will never know Dylan, will never know me, but are feeling the impact of Sandy Hook Promise program because they're able to have an intact family at dinner together, that they're able to go to school without fear because we've intervened on self-harm and threats of school violence and made a difference to them without them even realizing it.
Let's talk a little bit about that. We're discussing with Nicole Hockley, who is the co-founder and CEO of Sandy Hook Promise Foundation. What has transpired in 9 years, Nicole? You say that Sandy Hook Promise now, I would imagine, stretches across the nation. And what are some of the big things that you'd say have really transpired since the creation of the foundation?
You know, it's been an incredible 9 years, and we continue to grow and scale. And I think that one of the biggest things is that this is now a significant movement that people talk about. You know, school safety, gun violence prevention, it used to be something that was more the third rail in policy and in communities. And now it is something that people openly talk about. What I see that Sandy Hook Promise has done is take the movement in a new direction, because when we were first formed, it was only about policy. It was only about what laws can you put in place to prevent active violence with firearms. And we said, you know, there's a lot more that needs to be done. And the way that you create behavioral, long-term, sustainable change is through programs and education. And we looked at all of the causes of school shootings, in particular, is where we started. And we said, well, let's see what we can do to educate people on the warning signs of potential self-harm or violence, and then give them tools in terms of how to act and how to intervene. And that was never done in this space before at a national level. And, you know, 9 years later, we're in all 50 states. We have worked with over 15,000 schools across the country. We have trained almost 15 million youth and adults in how to recognize the warning signs. And what I'm particularly proud of is the outcomes that have come as a result of those trainings. We've had nearly 3,000 mental health interventions. We've saved around 259 individuals from suicide and stopped over 60 acts of violence that included a weapon, including 7 planned school shootings. Those are small numbers, but those are the numbers that make a big, that's 7 Sandy Hooks that have been stopped. So that is making a significant difference. And these are only the ones that we know about and can put our hands up and say, this is definitely true. This definitely happened. The other aspects of what we prevented, we'll probably never know about because we start off with bullying. We start off with dating violence and eating disorders and other forms of cutting and acts of violence, this long spectrum of violence that can escalate into suicide and homicide. And so there's all the other interventions that we'll never know about, the acts that we stopped because we got in there early and were able to make a difference. And that is a huge success and outcome from Sandy Hook Promise, that people know gun violence and school shootings are preventable when you know the signs.
Mm-hmm. And Nicole, I'm curious, because when people think about these act of violence situations in schools, immediately people go to the political side of, oh, well, that's gun control. That's only gun control. But everything you just said, like I said, is it doesn't make it to the front page of the newspapers here across the country. And recently I had read something where it was the hotline that Sandy Hook Promise provides for people that stopped something from happening in northern Indiana. And I was glad that this local publication highlighted this. But it's, you know, what you just said, I wish more media focused on it, because, yes, gun control continues to be something that I know Sandy Hook Promises, you know, speaks on it. I know our politicians are split on it, but there's things happening. There's a lot. What you just said, that's a lot of stuff happening that I don't know if people realize. I don't know if people realize how much is going on with Sandy Hook Promise. It's truly incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I think some people still think that Sandy Hook Promise is a small local organization. You know, we couldn't deliver this work if we weren't nationally scales. I mean, we currently have about 88 employees that live in about 14 different states, and we are literally everywhere in every single state of America. And when you think about the anonymous reporting system, which we launched in 2018, that's had almost 83,000 tips submitted across the country since that was launched. That's helped directly lead to those interventions that I spoke about, the mental health, the suicide, and the planned school shooting. That's something that continues to grow. And we have two state partnerships already, the states of North Carolina and the state of Pennsylvania. And we're happy and willing and wanting to expand to more states. We're happy to help schools. We want to help districts. And we certainly can help support statewide implementation as well. I mean, we're already reaching about 3 million kids just through our anonymous reporting system. And that is creating a significant outcome in saving lives across the country. And that's everything from, you know, someone who's concerned about bullying or someone who's having an abusive relationship within their home, all the way through to those high number of children that are now ideating on suicide because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. Nicole Hockley is here, and Nicole is the co-founder and CEO of Sandy Hook Promise Foundation. Nicole, obviously, you know better than anybody. We're heading into the 10th anniversary next year of Sandy Hook. What do you hope? Like, what's the next step? What are you hoping to see continue to grow with the foundation?
Well, I think we've come out of the proof of concept model, and we're now into scaling the organization in a big way. So, like I mentioned, we've already trained about 15 million youth and adults, and that includes people that have had repeat trainings, because it's not just a one-and-done organization. We go in, we train, and then we refresh the training every year, and then we sustain the training and this behavioral change through student clubs, of which we currently have about 3,500 across the country. Going forward, it's about reaching more kids. So in the next 5 years, I would hope that we reach another 20 million at least, and just keep teaching this generational knowledge about that gun violence is preventable when you know the science, because some of the kids that we're teaching now are starting to graduate from high school. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be carrying this knowledge forward. And then when they have families, they'll be teaching their kids. And this is how we're going to create long-term change. We're still going to be working on the legislative front in states and in the Capitol, in the U.S. Capitol. And we've had significant success already. We're about to pass our third federal bill at the U.S. level, at the Capitol level, and we've done a lot of states work and continue to work there. But it's really about how do we train kids and the adults around them to recognize these signs, and how quickly can we grow that so that we're reaching even more students, even more communities in need, and with the end result of fewer school shootings, fewer acts of violence, more ability and knowledge to be an upstander and lean in and get someone help rather than a passive bystander. Mm-hmm. These are some of the social and cultural changes that we're looking to deliver, and we're on the right track.
And even just normalizing the conversation, Nicole, like the idea of you could be a very engaged parent, and when your kid gets in the car, like I remember growing up in the 90s, and when I'd get in the car, I was an open book with my mom. But, you know, in that time, I mean, I'm thinking back, Columbine was in 99. And when I was in school, you know, I'd get in the car and, oh, my gosh, mom, you'll never guess what this person said to this person. And you know, but that's where the conversation ended. It was like, I love that my daughter is coming to me, she's telling me things, and that we have open communication, but and to no fault of my mom, but it wasn't something very common. But it was never like, hey, I know you recognize that, let's just say, little Susie was being bullied. Did you report it? Did you say anything to your teachers? Did you address it? And those were conversations that I know I never really had growing up. And I think it's becoming more normal to say, hey, So what did you do about that? I noticed you saw that on Snapchat. Did you take a quick picture of it and show your teacher? Like, that's becoming, I'm glad to see, more normal between the parent and student. It's not just about open communication, but then acting on that open communication. Wouldn't you agree?
It's very much about acting, for sure, because it's when we see something or that we're concerned about something, it's about not just assuming that someone else is going to take care about it.
Yes.
It's about
mm-hmm.
actively and doing something. And it is a normalizing conversation now between parents and their kids, but it's also for parents. You know, we also train the adults around kids what do you do when your child or a student comes to you and says, I'm seeing this, I'm hearing this, I don't know what to do? Mm. Because that can be overwhelming for parents as well. So we also provide all the tools to how do you have those conversations, but also when you have that knowledge, what can you do as an adult to help act on that as well and ensure that whatever is being reported is seriously looked at? Because if we don't take things seriously, then they'll fall through the cracks, and that's when tragedies can happen.
No question. Nicole, as I'm sure I probably sound silly asking this, I would imagine many Connecticut school districts are working with Sandy Hook Promise or taking your trainings. I would think, am I correct or am I off basis with that?
Yes, we do have a good footprint in Connecticut. It's a bit funny. We have not been as proactive in Connecticut as we have elsewhere, partially because this was, you know, the epicenter of the Sandy Hook. Be very respectful of all the work that has been taking place since then. We don't want to further traumatize anyone. But there is a lot of schools and districts in Connecticut that are working with Sandy Hook Promise with across our programs, which is very encouraging because I want to be able to stop violence here at home as much as I want to help stop it in all other 49 states.
Yeah, I was wondering only because if there is, I have a lot of teachers who listen to the show. I have a lot of parents who listen to this show. And if somebody is hearing this and they're looking for more of those resources, they would like help or they would like to integrate this into their school districts. Is there a way that they could reach out to Sandy Hook or learn a little bit more about Sandy Hook Promise and connect with you guys?
Absolutely. Go to our website, sandyhookpromise.org. Some of our resources are available for download, whether it's, you know, our Know the Signs brochure, so you can have these conversations yourself with your child or learn the signs yourself. If it's not in your school or district yet, we also have resources on how to help bring it to your school or district and how to have those conversations with the right people. We're just willing to help in any way, shape, or form. You can also email us at programs@sandyhookpromise.org. A lot of the materials are available digitally, so it's open to download and just do with as you want and then learn from it. But we're always seeking feedback as well and more people to join our commitment to ending school violence. We have about just shy of 7 million people on our website who have already made the promise to protect children from gun violence. So we would love for everyone else to join in that as well.
Nicole Hockley, we so appreciate you taking the time and thank you for, again, having the courage to be co-founder and CEO of Sandy Hook Promise Foundation so many years ago. And I look forward to continuing our conversations in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa.